Unit 1. Meeting people. Lesson 1. Meeting a friend by accident. 1. Dialogue. Listen to the dialogue and note the colloquial expressions.
Hi, June. Long time no see. How's it going?
Oh, hi, Don. Great, thanks. How's everything with you?
Well, things couldn't be better. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to meet my fiancé.
Fiancé? Congratulations! I didn't know you were engaged.
Yeah, actually, we've been engaged for about a year.
A year? Wow. When's the big day?
Would you believe next Saturday?
Get out of here! No way! I guess you must be pretty excited.
You bet. Say, are you free on Saturday? We'd love it if you could come. Can you make it?
Absolutely. I'd be honored. Do you mind if I bring a date?
Of course not. The more the merrier. I'll send you an invitation.
Great. Well, you must be pretty busy these days, so I'll let you go. I'm glad we ran into each other.
Same here. So, I'll see you on Saturday, right?
For sure. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
5. Mini dialogues. Listen and fill in the blanks. Then role-play the dialogues with a partner.
Hey, Craig. Long time no see.
Hi, Rajiv. Gosh, it has been a long time. How's everything with you?
Things are great, thanks. How's it going with you?
Pretty good. I can't complain.
Say, I'm on my way to get a cup of coffee. Do you want to join me?
Maria, where are you going?
Oh, I'm on my way to a party.
Really? What's the occasion?
Well, actually, it's my birthday party.
No way! Congratulations!
Yeah, thanks. Say, do you want to come? The more the merrier.
Sure, I'd love to come. I'm glad I ran into you.
I guess you must be pretty excited about the big game on Wednesday.
Yeah, I guess so. I've been training really hard lately. In fact, I'm on my way to the gym now.
Wow, you really are dedicated, aren't you?
For sure. This is an important game for the team.
Well, good luck on Wednesday.
Thanks.
6. Cultural close-up. Read about American culture and answer the questions using information from the reading.
American weddings. Most often, people in America are invited to a wedding by a formal invitation that arrives in the mail. The names on the envelope will specify who is invited: the person, his or her spouse or partner, and usually their children. If a single person is invited, the invitation will often include the person's name and the words, "and guest." This means that the person who is invited can bring someone with him or her to the wedding and reception. Generally, receptions in America usually tend to be less formal than in Japan. For instance, often food is served buffet style. No long speeches are given, and there are not usually assigned seats for the guests. People can generally sit wherever they want to without worrying about the status and position of the other guests. The wedding couple, their parents, and the bridal attendants do have special seats, however. The groom's best man will often make a toast to the couple, which is very short. People are free to move around, eat, drink, and dance as they please. Traditionally, the bride's family pays for the entire wedding and reception. But recently, it has become common for both families to share in the costs. The guests are not asked to pay an attendance fee, and the couple does not give gifts to the guests. Instead, the guests bring the new couple gifts, either something that they can use in their new home or money. There are no specific rules concerning how much a gift should cost or how much money a guest should give to the new couple. Really close friends and family members may give the couple a kitchen appliance or a piece of furniture. Acquaintances and neighbors usually give smaller, less expensive gifts, like dishes, towels, or an accessory for their new home. The bridal couple will often register with several department stores where they list the items they would like. The guests can then purchase something for the couple that is wanted and needed. It is customary in the United States for the bridal couple to send a handwritten thank you note to all the guests who gave them gifts.